This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Tim, we've come a long way. Finally, here we stand, before Hank's secret fortress.
Wow. It almost looks like a faux Victorian two-story home in Evanston.
It would, to the undeveloped mind.
Right, undeveloped. So, what's the play? Am I going to, like, break in and use this advanced weapon that looks like garden shears to take him out?
Something like that. But first we must divert his focus by doing that one thing you do so well. Although not quite as well as the actual person who does it.
Ah, right. Thanks. Sort of. The following podcast is not real, but it is 8 years old. To think we're finally old enough to single-handedly defend our suburban home against two bumbling thieves with a series of whimsical contraptions. And to legally drink in France. What a time to be alive, while fake. So sit back and enjoy the show.
All right, didn't this used to be a tall table? But anyway, hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby. Hey, Arnie. How's it going? Just another normal day in the bar, right?
Yeah.
Just another banal day in the tavern. Of course, you can't spell banal without anal. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Classic Chunt humor. Just being myself. Just being my normal self.
Don't like that sentence accompanied by all that giggling.
That was very good. That was very normal.
I don't think he's onto me. Hey, Arnie, what's with the new table? This seems a little bit longer and a little more elegant.
Yeah, I mean, usually we record at the tall table here, but now, is this the long table?
Oh, I guess it is. Interesting.
I wonder why.
We got, 1, 2, 3, it looks like 6 seats here, but there's only 3 of us. Weird.
Weird.
How weird.
I can't do that math. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves knew me as Fiangelic, the Dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, until I completed my true purpose by defeating the Dark Lord and now exist solely as a ghost. Boo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Arnie, here's a, for no reason at all, here's a balloon that Usidore and I got you.
Oh.
Here, enjoy this balloon.
Why does this balloon say almost dead?
Oh.
Fuck. Usidore, they fucked it up.
What? I could have sworn I got the 8th anniversary balloons.
Oh, no.
You know, the classic.
You
know,
do you guys know something I don't know?
Well, you know how every anniversary has a particular thing that goes with it. Like, the first anniversary is rats. The second anniversary is two rats. The third anniversary is dogs. The fourth anniversary is four rats.
Fifth anniversary is dogs and rats fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth anniversary is dogs and rats making up. Seventh, we don't want to bore you with it. Arnie, happy 8 years. And of course, Usidore and I took that literally, A-T-E, eight, and we staged for you a fancy little dinner party.
Wait a second. Is this our 8th anniversary episode? Hold on. 1 year ago, I fell through the dimensional portal. 2 years ago, I fell through the dimensional portal. 4, 5, 6, 7, 7.5, 7.5.
He's almost dead. The balloon was right.
He was right.
7.5, 7.5. I definitely was doing 7.5 for way too many months.
Right.
8 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. This is our 8th anniversary episode.
That's what we're saying. Happy anniversary, Arnie.
Happy anniversary.
We hate to surprise you. I don't know if you're dressed appropriately for the fancy dinner party. I mean, I'm typically in sort of a tux anyway. My fur kind of is, you know, kind of looks pretty nice. And Usidore was wearing his nicest blue bird shit covered robes.
Yeah,
and I
shit on both
shall
you,
use my
honest.
Powerful magics to transform my hat that is pointy and curly into more of a square topping hat shape.
Whoa.
There you go. All done.
Wow, not even a verbal spell for that one. Usually there's like a ding or a rush, 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 rush. Nothing
ruff,
for that, huh?
Ruff, 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 rush.
That's what you sound like. I know you don't think that, but when you do spells, it's a...
Chunt.
Yeah.
That was an evil spell. Never say it again.
Rush, 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 rush.
What happened when he said that?
Stop.
Rush, 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 rush.
Stop it. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were all just having a good
time.
So
when you say evil spell, it's kind of like just a mean spell?
Yeah, it's really mean.
It's like bullying? It's magical bullying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, well, since I know that, I'll stop. Arnie, did you want to go get cleaned up? That's a polite way of saying dress nicely. You want to go get cleaned up?
I wasn't thinking that, but now I think I should. Okay, fine. I'll go get on something fancy. Mm-hmm. And if any of our guests, I'm assuming we're having guests. Is this just a three of us one?
Yeah, it's just the three of us.
Yes, it's just the three of us.
It's the three of us one.
Okay. All right. I'll try to be quick. I'll be right back. Okay.
Chunt, I have a clarifying question while Arnie is away. You said we were staging a dinner party for him. Does that mean this isn't real?
It's real, but we all have roles to play. It's a bit of a... Have you ever experienced dinner theater?
A dinner and theater at the same time? Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
I know it can be a dangerous concoction, a dangerous pairing even, but I think for Arnie to have the best time, we should really put on a show. There might be song, there might be dance, there might have been a murder. Extinguished candlelights. I said distinguished, but I meant extinguished, but they are distinguished candles.
Yes, they are.
But I just want to make this so freaking special for Arnie. He deserves it. And you know what? It's been 8 years, which means probably the next year or two, we're going to be going to Earth, right? And Arnie has to take us.
Well, you figure something's got to start happening plot-wise.
That's what I'm saying. We'll probably end up on Earth at some point, I hope, and I am dying to be taken with him. So I just want to be on my best behavior. I want to really, really get in Arnie's good graces and have him think of me when he takes us back to Earth.
Chunt, I don't think you have anything to worry about. I would say you're Arnie's best friend. Say you're... You're a lock to go. I'd say after you, it's probably got to be like maybe like
the table.
The table for sure is gonna go. Maybe Larry Birdman.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Flour. He'll take flour because he loves self-abuse, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he loves contention. There's like a palpable, I don't know, like a sexual tension between those two. Do you ever feel that?
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that, but I guess you're right. And I guess I'll just stay here.
Cool, 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 cool. Hold down the fort. Wink, wink.
All right.
Oh, also, Usador, I thought about asking her. Oh, we'll figure it out at the end. We'll figure it out at the end. I have something very special planned at the very end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm excited to find out what it is.
Oh, here comes Arnie. I see his head.
hey, guys. All I really have, and I think this is pretty fancy, is my airline pilot outfit that I was wearing for a few episodes a while back. Although I don't know. I mean, I kind of have a different identity as Chip Sky Guy. Like, should I be Chip Sky Guy?
Confuse people. This is a good jumping on point. Just be Arnie.
Okay, great. But I am wearing a really convincing airline pilot uniform right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you look like a general who isn't trying that hard.
And a little bit drunk.
Trumpets blare across the hall.
What's going on? Is there something across the hall?
Yeah, there's trumpets starting. The theater part of the evening is starting.
Oh, okay.
Let all bow before me. What? Put those trumpets away and everyone get up. It's not as if the king is here.
Arnie, stand up.
They said it's not as if the king is here.
Just being facetious.
Hello, Arnie. Chunt. Gasmuenus.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty?
Your Majesty.
Yes. The Majesty is mine.
Tom Blaine, it's so good to see you again.
Don't speak to him. Don't be so informal.
We're good buds. He stabbed me so many times.
He's King Tom Blaine to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or King SOB. Your Lord, Highness, a series of bats is what I mean by SOB.
You old chunt. Yes, it is me, and I've come to you in my royal livery.
Well, King, let me pull you out a chair. Have a seat here.
Can you sit with all of that you're wearing? Like, it's kind of a lot.
I am sitting.
Oh.
You see, I've rigged a small stool apparatus into my cloak, and actually, I've not walked in quite some time. I pedal. And there's a series of wheels underneath here. Uh-huh. And a king always deserves a bit of rest.
Sure. I mean, I gotta get me something like that.
That is wonderful, Your Majesty. We are so honored that you are joining us here to sup this evening in the town of Nibblebottom in the edge of your kingdom. We are so grateful. Ah, to see you.
Yes, well, you know that a king has quite a bit of business, so you don't mind if I sign quills. If I use quills to sign parchments, I should say.
Oh, I don't mind if you sign quills or sign parchments with quills?
Just doing a bit of signing, sorry. Levying taxes and such.
Oh.
Whatever you need to. We're just happy to have you here. You know, I don't know, King, if you've heard about this. In the past, we've done episodes where we've had a book club. This is sort of our cook club. It's the first ever, 8 years in, fancy little feast.
Yes, no, I've written a book.
Oh, that's right.
It's a very good book.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, while you start signing some of those parchments, Arnie, why don't you, for no reason at all, why don't you pop that balloon? Because I think someone in there is losing air.
Okay, well, there were some weird, unexpected words in that sentence that I'm going to ignore.
Oh! Oh, God! Dum diddy dum diddy dum diddy dum diddy. I'm here. Tis Momo, dressed as Elizabeth I for the occasion. Trumpets blare across the hall for sweet small Momo.
I'm not moving. There's no reason for the trumpets to blare.
Momo, the mouse with human strength.
Your mouse, Justy.
Your mouse, Justy.
Ooh, how dooby doo! And the king! Say. How dooby doo indeed.
How dooby doo.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I had about 1 second left. before death greeted me inside that balloon.
Oh, that's why the balloon said you're going to die?
That's what it meant, almost dead.
Oh, wait, they were warning us. Oh, I see.
In that last 30 seconds, I was screaming on the inside like it was glass and banging on the balloon, begging you to save my life. What's up, Chut?
Well, Momo, you should have screamed on the outside. Then we could have heard you from the inside of the balloon.
Have we told you
about Elizabeth the First?
No.
She was a Cockney queen, and she was a bit thirsty. Mm-hmm. Always thirsting for water and for booze and for life in general. And Momo is doing a great tribute to her.
Mm-hmm. I have this white powdered face that's terrifying.
Huge canteen.
Exactly. So what are we celebrating?
Screaming on the inside is an actor's technique.
Oh, yes. Tell us more, Your Majesty.
Well, if you are playing a moment on stage where you're trying to feel a certain emotion, but you don't want your face to show it because it's a part of the play where it's a close-up, which is where you motion with your hands and get everyone in the audience to come up close to your face to really see it. The key is to do less than you think that you should. So you scream on the inside so that it's very difficult to hear, and that causes the audience to say, wait, is something screaming? And they come closer to your face so that they can hear the scream. It's very difficult to do.
Would you mind, King, demonstrating that for us? Give us a little inside scream.
Somebody help him!
You've got to get real close to his face like this.
I feel so strange being this close to
I feel his breath face. On my face.
Yeah.
And that's where you get to close
up. Wow.
Incredible. What a performance. Yes.
You're an incredible king. I voted for you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's lovely.
I almost forgot this. I think I was king for like a second or two.
What? That doesn't sound right.
That can't
be. We were in the cave, we were doing the thing, and I was a king for a little bit. Yeah.
What laws did you pass, Arnie? Anything we remember?
I tried to get some healthcare reform going, but I just didn't have the time. There was a lot of resistance. Sure.
Oh, speaking of healthcare, I see our third guest for the evening approaching.
Stiletto heels are hurting all four of my feet.
Sound the trumpets!
The trumpets blare across the hall.
Yes, I give permission for them to blare.
The trumpets!
Oh my goodness, there's a reason why old people and turtles shouldn't wear high heels on all four of their feet. That took me forever to walk here from the bus.
Yeah, your ankles are clearly broken, all four of them.
Oh my gosh, but it was worth it because don't they look so slender in my heels? The trick is they elongate your little scaly legs.
You look incredible.
Oh, how doobie-doo. Momo, or should I say your mouse, Justy, you look incredibly pale.
Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Doobie-doo.
Oh, and of course, your actual majesty. It's very good to see you.
And unto thee.
And also with me. Thank you very much. Well, everybody looks incredible.
Hildy Shiblin, the very, very old sea turtle. It's so good to see you again.
Yes.
I kind of assumed that you had died again.
Oh, no. Been there, done that. Quite boring, actually. I much prefer being famous on the road. It's amazing that I could make time in my schedule to be here, but, duty calls.
Arnie, an incredibly old sea turtle is more of a delicacy than I expected for this dinner.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Your Majesty.
What was this?
Yeah, it seems a little rich for my blood.
I think there's been some confusion. I forgot to leave out the menus for the meal I made. Actually, why don't we take a quick break? I'll go grab those menus, and we'll be right back with a fancy little feast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Okay. Everyone, the first course is about to be served. This is what we call naked cake. Now, of course, for 8 years, what you should do is have dessert first, because you've earned it. Celebrate the sweetness, and then we'll get into the savory. Arnie, this is naked cake. It is called such because there's no crust. You know how cake usually has a big, thick crust? There's no crust on this, and that's because it's totally exposed. It's totally vulnerable.
Okay.
Whoa, there's no pepperoni either. Is this technically a cake anymore?
Yes, the method in which it's cooked, there is pepperoni at first, and then we remove it. Why don't we go around the table? We'll play a fun little game, and everyone have a bite of their naked cake. I've cooked each piece individually, so you're each going to get different tastes and notes. So let's go around and everybody tell me what they taste.
I can't tell if it's because I'm looking at them, but I taste the cake's nipples.
No, you're not wrong. King, you're not wrong.
I thought that was pepperoni, and I was confused.
No, there's no pepperoni. No, this is a naked cake.
I got armpit. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yes, you're dead on, dead on.
I'm tasting some notes of sodium. It's a schwitzed cake. That's been a schwitzen.
I don't know that word, but there is salt in it, yes.
Oh, it's sweating in turtle.
It's like paprika and a toe.
Did you say paprika?
Yes.
And that's
a spice?
Apricot? A paprika? What?
A father apricot. Apricot.
Yeah, paprika from a paprikot.
8 years of unstoppable chemistry.
Paprika.
Always on
I thought you said paprikot.
Page.
Well, you guessed it, my man. There is paprika and apricot.
Wonderful. And toe?
My cake tastes like ass, but in a way that is better than I would guess.
You won.
Good for you. Oh, there was a right answer.
You got the ass piece.
Of course, there is a tiny little baby piece in King Tom Blaine's piece, because that is the king cake. Arnie, you should have had the tiny baby, but the king technically does get first rights at the tiny little baby.
Just to be clear, this is the cake thing, awesome, great, I don't mind. This is a celebration for us, right? And the podcast. It's not like a king celebration.
All celebrations in the land are for the king. Hmm. So it's the podcast, which we celebrate as being one of the wonderful things about the Northeast.
Yeah, Arnie, it's for us, but we do have to cook our fealty, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Speaking of hidden meanings behind this party, Momo has a quick cue. And this is not an attack on the three of you. It's just because this has happened to Momo at every party she's ever been to. This is not a dinner for schmuck situation, right? Where everyone brings an idiot. And please tell Momo the truth. She can handle it. I'm used to it.
Well,
who has done this to you? Every family member, every friend I've ever had, and every coworker. So
Momo.
We've got to get you out of there.
I'm so sorry. I thought this was a fancy dinner party. Shouldn't we be referencing the French original version of things?
Arnie, and what's that called?
I have no idea. Call me a schmuck.
You know what? I don't want to know. Never mind. Don't tell me. None of you said no.
No, it's fine. I was going to say that I think that if that were the case, there's a good argument to be made that other than Your Majesty, most of us could fall into that category. So who's bringing who at the end of the day?
And just truth be told, Momo, you did catch me to some degree. I did invite the stupidest person I know. He is sitting over there, the idiot. And he won't be joining the dinner, but I did just, I couldn't resist. So everybody wave over there.
Yoo-hoo! What?
Hello.
That's
an absolute dumbass.
Hey.
That's Clark. He is a piece of shit moron. We will not hear from him, but just know that he was invited. So, Momo, you were, to some degree, you were correct.
Okay. Well, that's devastating.
Clark seems incredibly stupid. That's why he wears those dumb glasses. And I don't think I've ever seen him in the same room as the hero of Northeastia.
I think it's very nice to invite an incredibly stupid person to a party. That way you're never worried about if you said the dumbest thing. You're like, at least I'm not that guy. So I'd like to thank you, Clark, for your service.
Thank you, Clark, for your service.
And unto you.
I don't think he registers.
That's for the best.
Well, let's get to our second course here. Now we're going to dip into the savory. Arnie,
we're already on the second course.
Uh-huh.
So we finished the first course, and we're already on the second course.
Very good, Your Highness. That was incredibly swift and smart of you. What a good noticer.
I just always... I hate it when the intercourse has passed, and I missed it.
You're not sort of relieved? Going
no.
Late.
Sometimes I'm too tired for an intercourse. But, King, you're right. You are royalty. I mean, this dinner is about us, but more so by obligation, you. So let's introduce an intercourse. This will be a bit of an amuse-bouche. And this is hardened pretzels. So let me just pass these around.
Hardened pretzels?
These are hardened pretzels. So we do take soft pretzels, which grow naturally in the forests behind the tavern, and we do leave them out to dry for 16 to 16 and a half days. They harden and take on a bit of a, just sort of like an unctuous, like a mold taste, sort of like a hardened mold.
Oh, this is a lovely intercourse.
Hildy, I think that you should take your dentures out for this one.
I wanted to break them in, but last time I tried, there were little cracks involved, and then little guys got in there. You're right. Thank you for looking out, Momo. Would you help me, actually, with your tiny hands?
Yeah.
Grush.
John, how long do these soft pretzels stay hard?
Artie? All night long.
Okay.
I would like a cigarette.
I mean, definitely as long as intercourse takes, but intercourse can be kind of short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess all night long is... I shouldn't have said that. They can stay hard all night long, but it's
just... They should go to the
depends.
Hospital if they're hard all night long.
I'm so sorry. My intercourse is done.
You
super flattering. Wait, that's so nice.
You finished it.
Most of us haven't started.
I recommend, for everyone else who hasn't started, I recommend you think of mittens, a nice game of mittens while you eat this course.
King, why are you peddling away from the table? Come on.
It's just been a long time, and then I finished my intercourse too quickly.
Just come cuddle at least. Where are you going? What's next?
Oh, you finished yours as well.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think it's going to happen for me, so I'm fine to move on.
Interesting. Ideally, everyone finished at the same time, but I guess you can't plan for that. Arnie, did you finish?
I gave it the office.
I don't think you were supposed to do that.
How you use that expression?
I don't think you were supposed to do that. I think you're fired. I think, in all honesty, you're fired. Okay, let me just clear these plates here. All right. The next course, which is legally the second course, since the last one was an intercourse. Arnie, this is a little tribute back home to Earth. This is something you told me. Not that the last course wasn't. I used your Auntie Anne's recipe. But Arnie, you told me several times what your favorite thing on Earth is, your favorite food. Do you remember?
I mean, pizza?
Arnie.
Or steak. Wait. Oh, was it pizza or steak?
Arnie. Shh. It's pizza steak.
Oh.
I've taken the finest choices of beef. And I've absolutely ruined them by putting crust on them and putting them in the oven for 25 to 30 minutes. And then topping them with a boatload of mozzarella, anchovy, green olive, and pineapple. Bon appetit, Arnie.
Pineapple?
Yeah, pineapple.
Everything else sounded good, but that one I don't know so much about.
Then fucking pick it off. I don't know.
Chunt, don't be so rude to our dinner.
Mama, would you help me schlep this off of this with your tiny little hands?
Yes, of course.
Be careful of the T-bone.
Ripping this up so Hildy can eat it. Yeah. If any of you could have dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Arnie.
That's my answer.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I was going to say the king. But I didn't mean this one.
Oh.
Which king did you mean?
His father.
Oh, Albain?
That's who I'd have dinner with as well.
Oh, it's sad when you say it.
Yes, but of course, he's dead.
Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't mean to... okay.
Although, yes, of course he's dead.
Yeah. Real quick, Usador, Chunt, can I talk to you under the table for a second?
Sure, that's a classic.
Absolutely, but just know there's not much room on this long table.
Oh, that's right. We're not at the tall table anymore.
We could talk at our Clark's table.
Okay, yeah.
We could just talk in front of Clark. He's not going to know the difference.
Okay. Guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I know a lot has happened in the last couple of years, but didn't we learn that Prince Albain Belleroth is actually not dead and actually just faked his own death? Is that something we, like, are obligated to tell Tom Blaine, or not really?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's been a king for a while, not a prince. But, yes, I don't know if we're obligated to tell him, but it seems like he's our friend. He'd like to know his father's alive.
You two, let's laugh really hard so they think we're having a good time. All right, ready?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Trumpets. Trumpets.
The best one I've ever heard of that kind of joke.
Damn it, Arnie, listen to how much fun they're having over there. They're having so much fun, they're sounding the trumpets again. Why are we sitting here talking about this plot nonsense? This is a jump-on episode.
Clark really like fish.
Clark, buddy, Clark. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, let's just get back to the table.
All right, here we go. All right. Well, we're back with,
Well, that kind of joke is a wonderful kind of joke. And it's a great example of that one.
I would have loved to have heard that joke.
Were you three boys talking about plot? Something you're so very famous for? Famous for it, right?
No, especially for it. Yeah, no plot. Certainly none that we'll address anytime soon.
But yes, we are. I mean, when you're here, your plot. That's, of course, our tagline here in the tavern. When you're here, your plot. So, Tom Blaine. King Tom Blaine. I don't know if we ever caught your ideal dinner guest. Nope, it was your dad. Usador, did we catch yours?
Oh, well, mine would have to be my best friend, April Fules.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. And Arnie, did we get yours?
You know what? There's no one else I would want to have dinner with. I want to thank all of you for being here. You're our favorite guests that were, I assume, available on short notice. And don't let the second half of that detract in any way from the first half, which we mean sincerely.
Hmm. I passed Flower on the way in here, and I asked if she was coming tonight.
Flower here?
And she laughed hysterically, and she said, "Fuck no," and then went out and smoked outside.
Oh, that fucking Flower.
I think this is nice because if you think about it, which I am doing currently, it's like it makes a sense for the six of us to be a really close friend group. Like when you think of one, it's just this like, that makes sense that they would be six best friends. Don't you agree?
Well, it does make sense to me in a way. Honestly, the reason Chunt and I brought this particular group of people together is only not because of any particular status, but because you are three of our favorites. But in addition to that, three of our favorites who have never met and interacted before. And we thought, what a wonderful opportunity for Momo to meet the King of the Northeast, for the King of the Northeast to meet Hildy, for all of them to get to know each other and to learn and grow together. And then, once we are united as a unit, we shall strive forth into the countryside, swords raised high in hand, staves in the other, casting spells and cutting down evil orcs and whatever monsters lie in our wake until all of evil is destroyed, all our food. And even you, Clark, you shall take up your truncheon and you shall smash the face of evil.
Or, and hear me out, We live in a high-rise apartment in a major city, and we get up to all sorts of hijinks for 24 minutes in prime time.
Is there a lot of interdating?
Yeah! This all sounds fantastic. I just have to be home by 10 tonight for the sitter for my new husband. But if we can fit it in the next few hours, I'm totally game to fight evil or move in together and make love, whatever it is that comes up afterwards.
You have a sitter for your new husband?
Yes, he can't be alone. He has no bones.
Oh, that rhymes. It's sadder because it rhymes.
It's easier for me to remember because it rhymes. You know, I kept leaving him alone. And then the doctor says, you can think of it this way. He can't be alone. He has no bones. Some girls get all the luck. I wish Momo could find someone like that.
Oh. Momo, I don't think you know what luck is. Well, speaking of luck, has everyone finished with their pizza steak?
It was delicious. Momo, thank you for chewing it up and spitting it on my plate. Doobie-doo.
Looks like everyone finished their pizza steak, and it looks like everyone's napkins got very thick and heavy, so let me go ahead and grab all those thick and heavy napkins. I don't know what happened there, but let me get you some new napkins. And we have.
I'm ready for another round of intercourse.
Okay.
Already?
Interesting.
Wow.
I'm sort of tired, but okay.
Wow, that's very impressive that you can eat, I want to say, 8 minutes later. Go again. All right. Well, let's do an intercourse. Usador, I think you had some magical little pieces to serve this round.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited for this. I was allowed to do this part of the intercourse. And it's
never heard that before.
It's chocolate covered pieces of fruit. Be sure to rub them all over your body before you consume them.
This is amazing.
I'm going to make aggressive eye contact with Chant during this intercourse.
I'm going to make meaningful eye contact back.
Here, Ani, here's your chocolate covered apple.
Okay.
Your Majesty, you get the chocolate covered pineapple.
Momo's going to sit in the corner and watch. If you don't mind.
You do intercourse however you do intercourse.
I'll take these chocolate-covered two bananas. Get to work on those.
Hildy, do you need me to do anything for you?
Just roll that watermelon right on towards me, and I'll take it from there, honey.
Usador.
Yeah, what?
Extinguish the candle. Extinguish the extinguish candle. What?
Oh, what's happening?
Arnie, it looks like there's been... light the candle again. Light the candle.
Gale of Lichtenkammer.
It looks like there's been a murder.
Oh, what? My God.
And it's Usador?
Is it?
Now I'm a ghost.
Again?
Yes, I'm the ghost of a ghost.
Oh, a double ghost.
Double ghost.
8 years in, double ghost makes a lot of sense. Love it.
Momo, why don't you eat your intercourse?
I am. I'll solve his murder. Is this fun? This is a fun little game?
Yeah, we have to collectively solve Usador's murder.
Right. Wasn't the king, of course. Would never accuse the king of such things.
No, his majesty.
First guess, it was an accident.
Fuck. Motherfuck.
He got it in one.
Were you picking while the candle was out?
Oh, it was an accident. The king is so tall and amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it makes perfect sense. Who would want Usador dead? You've got to think of motives. Chance.
That's an excellent point, Your Majesty. I suppose that you learned all about the process of solving crimes as an actor because so many plays seem to be about law enforcement.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. I mean, you can think of... all of them. Automaton Constable.
Oh.
Some of the best plays in all of Foon are about law enforcement. And to be an actor, oftentimes you have to actually train in law enforcement.
Oh, King, I'm sorry to trouble you with such nonsense, but can you do that famous monologue you did at the end of the play where you solved a brilliant case with your brilliant mind?
Oh, yes, that's from the play, please. A Brilliant Case Solved by a Brilliant Mind.
Oh, please, Your Majesty, honor us with a monologue. Would you please?
Yes, let me think if I can think it.
Arnie, beg!
Please do the play with the title that seems to give away the ending of the play.
Terrible. It's the worst begging I've ever seen.
And King, if you don't want to do that, just throw Momo into the sky. I don't want to put you on the spot like this, but I'm such a fan.
And King, if you need to say line during it, I do have it memorized as well, but I would prefer that you kick it off. But I'm on book.
And King, if you do remember it, say no line, and I will not chime in.
We're overcomplicating as well.
Wait, hold on.
Give him some space.
No, I'm sorry. I just need to know this. Going forward, if at any point I say no line, Chunt will not butt in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Chunt, you've dug your own grave.
Your Majesty, whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready, Majesty.
Ladies and gentlemen of the journey, you who have walked with me through this mystery, I have solved the crime. Look down at the ground. Look at the body. Line.
Oh. The body is dead, and
No, sorry. No, that's part of
look
it.
Look at the body line. That's what
I
thought.
It's like the outline.
Look
it's like
at the body
line.
Okay. I'm going to start over.
Sorry, it was the intense eye contact that really got me confused.
He was looking right
Ladies
at
and gentlemen of the journey, those who have followed me all this time, I have solved this horrible crime. Look at the body. Line.
Line.
In the sand. The line around the body shows the position in which he fell. Or did he fall? You see, each and every one of you have a cause for murder. Lady Hildegard, you were a jealous lover, rejected by the victim. And so, you could have wished him dead. Lady Bildegard, you were also a jealous lover, rejected by the victim. You could have wanted him dead.
Hmm.
And what about you, Lady Wildegard?
She's my favorite.
What reason could you have to want the victim dead? I think it rhymes with glove. Love.
Oh.
Yes. Truly, there's no line you would not have crossed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They call that Mr. Showmanship.
In order to destroy.
It's a good thing Hildy was sucking on a hard candy at that moment.
I was. Oh, my goodness.
Quiet, you're interrupting the king.
Sorry. He's about to introduce Mrs. Build-A-Bear.
Mrs. Build-A-Bear. Yes, you were jealous because you thought that the victim stole your idea for stuffing bears. And you were his lover. So much love spilled here on the ground.
Ugh. I love in this monologue, for each woman, he says their motive rhymes with blank, and then he says what the rhyme is.
Yeah.
It's just it's so much tension that's immediately cut.
Judge, he's being writing. Brilliant.
Mrs. Pildegard. Yes. Your motive rhymes with Max Bod. Tax fraud.
Oh. That one, you know what? I appreciate that one. I gotta be honest.
That I love.
I didn't know where it was going.
Each of you has a reason to kill the victim. But I think we'll find a different reason when we'd simply turn over the body. Regard. Look at his face. Only one thing could have killed this man. Old Age himself.
Oh, it's Mr. Old Age. I think they introduced that character in the second act.
Mr. Old Age, I see you there behind the curtain, staring at all of us. Yes, you took all these women who had a reason to kill the victim. But truly, it was you. Oh no. Something's happening to me. Vomit. Vomit. Vomit.
Oh. Arnie, do you remember this part?
No.
My hand placed to my mouth comes away with what's this? Blood. Blood itself. Wait.
Method. It's happening
again. I wasn't worried about all the vomit, but the blood has me concerned.
Let me sniff the blood. Okay. Smelling the blood. I'm confident that this is poison.
Oh.
So, I've died as a result of old age. I've been poisoned. Hildegard, Bildegard, Wildegard. Tell my story far and wide of the detective and constable who this day died, choking on his own blood and vomit, seizing each button and grommet on his jacket as he dies.
It's weird how he doesn't include Build-A-Bear or Pildegard.
They're not important. They're not important. They're not important.
Pildegard!
Arnie, he was just getting
I've not forgotten about you.
It's a one-man show with so many characters.
Mm-hmm. Spread my story. Now, kiss me.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Whoa.
And this is where the poison goes in her mouth.
Bravo! Bravo!
Beautiful. Bravo! Wonderful.
A brilliant case solved by a brilliant mind. Every time it's like watching it for the first time.
Yes.
Your Majesty, so good.
Truly, you are the greatest actor that... Cocktickler, pardon me, that the land has ever seen. Kudos for keeping on your game.
Well, I do have a higher calling. In fact, I've ignored signing some of these parchments. Get back to this.
King Belleros, I am your biggest fan. And I don't want to overstep, but I think that you belong on the stage. And not as a king, but as an actor.
Is that one of the parchments talking, or is that Momo?
It's Momo, sorry, I'm just panicking. I'm such a fan.
What if I turned to you and I said... Your human strength is so inspiring. I think you shouldn't be a mouse after all.
Mama faints.
Weird how she said that.
Yeah, she says it and then immediately closes her eyes. She doesn't drop to the ground. She just closes her eyes.
Let me just take her by the tail and swat her against the table.
I'm up.
He's like a doctor.
Chad, take a break!
Yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more of this fancy little feast.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's what happens when you give Grammarly to your entire team. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks, like generating an instant first draft in your company voice or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
Okay, for our next course, Arnie, I know this is one of your favorites. This is the dish that put me on the culinary map, the map of culinary crimes, we should say. This is fox face. Remember when I had Choo Choo's Chow and I served fox face?
Yeah. I hate every part of that sentence.
Okay, let me get you the biggest face. Put that down. Mm-hmm. Wait, just everybody take a face and pass it down.
Oh, this looks lovely. Wonderful. Yeah.
beautiful little snout.
Perfect, yes.
And I thought for this course, I thought during it, Momo, I know we talked beforehand, if you would perform your little song we talked about.
Yes, I can't be mad because I did make someone do a monologue, so I really... Uh-oh. Okay. 8 short years of love. I'm almost turned too high. Oh no.
It's okay. It's all right.
Short
it's okay.
Years
take your time.
Of love and friendship. These three guys make the perfect friendship. Oh, they love to laugh. They love to cry. This is supposed to be an alto song. Mom was just very stage fright. If they walk by you on the street, they'll say hi.
Oh.
Cause it's 8 great years of hello from the Magic Tavern. Arnie fell behind the Burger King. And then he ended up in a magical world named Food. And he made the Talking Badger and a wizard.
Wonderful.
That
yeah.
was wow, incredible. Beautiful.
Thank you, Momo.
Momo wow. needs to go to the bathroom and cry for 1 minute, and then she'll feel refreshed, and she'll come back. And I'm sorry.
My first note was supposed to be this.
Momo will be back.
Momo, can I just say, when we talked about that song, it was way shorter. I think it was like 2 lines. You really went above and beyond.
Don't Momo, make it Momo. Worse, John.
Momo, if it makes you feel better, you can do it again, and you can start at the right octave.
No. Better not. Bye.
You know, I don't want to bring the room down and become too serious in what is a light occasion, but I do think after 8 years of brilliant podcasting... There could be no better word to describe your dynamic than blendship.
That did make me sad, Your Highness.
That's beautiful. Blemship. Am I saying it right? Blemship.
Blendship. Blendship. It's the perfect blendship.
Blendship. So like a blended friendship. Blendship. I love that.
I don't think it's related to that word.
Oh.
I think it's its own word. This is the perfect blendship.
I misunderstood. This is a whole paprika apricot situation. Blendship. That's real. Well, speaking of blendship, I was going to save this for the very, very end, but I might as well bring it up now. Usador, Arnie, if I could have your attention. I know this sucks that I'm doing this in front of other people because you're going to feel obligated to say yes, but please by no means feel that.
I'll probably say no.
That's absolutely within your realm to do so. You know, I was thinking as the father
actually, of... Actually, it's all within my realm.
Your Majesty, correct.
Everything you are, is in within
everything
my
is
realm.
In, thank you for your continued blendship, Your Majesty.
And a blendship to you.
Usador, is it just me or is such a small thing as becoming king kind of changed Tom Blaine?
Well, you know that you know the old saying, absolute power.
As you both know, I am the father of an egg, and I don't have anyone else to help me out with that task. So I was going to ask you, Usador and Arnie, you know, in my opinion, what every egg needs to grow up is humanity, love, and magic. And I thought, Arnie, with all your humanity...
Oh, I'm that one. Okay.
Me with all my love for this egg, and you, sir, with your magic, I thought we could raise this egg together.
Momo is back from the bathroom and ready to ruin a moment.
Oh, Momo, hey!
Hey! What's up?
Oh, not much. I just the biggest ask I've ever asked of my friends before.
I'm not here.
Yeah, this is fine. That sounds good.
Oh.
So moving. 3 men and an eggy.
I guess if you need me to Gutenberg it, I can do that.
So, Arnie, is that a yes?
Shh. I don't fully comprehend what I'm agreeing to, but sure.
So, is that a yes? I know it kills you to give a yes to me, but...
I mean, 8 years in on this on this podcast, can you maybe give a yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Question. I'll take a yeah.
I'll take it. Wait, Arnie, there's a question?
Yeah, I just said, yeah, question mark.
Oh, yeah, question mark.
Yeah?
Ani, okay. I've been proposed to some dozens of hundreds of millions of times, and the great thing about the proposal is you can always change your mind later, even at the last minute. So you can get out of this. I know a really good lawyer.
Hildy, you are my hero. Say it once, say it a million times. Trying to be you, girl.
Okay, coming on a little strong for a little mouse, but thank you so much.
Sorry.
Hildy, can I ask what was the most dramatic of all of those romances that went awry?
Oh, yeah, well, proposal by murder was... He didn't think it through.
Yeah.
Because I would have said yes, but it was a self-murder.
Oh.
Yeah, so he wasn't around much longer after that. Mm-hmm. But
Did he leave a self-murder note?
He did leave a self-murder note, and he said, Oh no, I didn't think this through. Oh God. He was, of course, quoting one of your roles from... yes, The Absent-Minded Murderer, which, of course, you did such a wonderful job in, Your Highness. Mm. He really was inspired, but he, of course, didn't realize that you were playing pretend.
Well, I had to take 2 years to shadow an absent-minded.
Oh, I remember reading your book all about this. It was gorgeous,
Hildy,
if not repetitive. What was this, Momo?
Hildy, is it true that you were once engaged to a shark?
Oh, come on, don't make me tell this story.
Tell it!
Oh, please, tell it.
No,
tell it.
No, you've all heard this 100 million times.
Okay, you started off as chums, and then?
And then, of course, well, you know how mothers can be. She, of course, was trying to eat him. He was just a little tiny thing. And my mother buried me in the sand. So I was familiar with abandonment as well. We could say that we trauma bonded. It was an unlikely pairing. His mouth full of teeth, mine not the one to be seen. Mm. But we made it work as long as we could, until, of course, the accident.
The accident?
They say that differences in teeth is one of the things that really ends the most relationships.
It is. You can get past almost anything else, but the difference in teeth... And may I say just how many that he had?
Mm. Wow. One difference and...
See, exactly. In my mind, the accident was the operative thing in that story, and not the teeth as much.
No, it was the teeth, because, you know, it makes intercourse quite right. difficult. Huh. He would finish so quickly with all those teeth in there, and then me, I couldn't even finish a meal. He would get so frustrated.
Mm. Yeah, that's difficult if he's done with the intercourse too quickly, and you're still munching.
I mean, my
away.
Mouth isn't even open yet. Yeah, you know how long I take.
Well, maybe we get to the last course.
Your thing. I don't want to. I'm sorry. We got distracted so fast. But yeah, your thing. Yes. Yeah?
Arnie, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Oh, thank you.
Chun, I think you should be thrilled. I think
Honestly, I was over the fucking moon.
I think it's one of the rules of podcasting to say yeah, question mark. Or if you, in lieu of saying yeah, question mark. You can say, but no.
I feel like my thing is usually, no, wait, what did you say? Never mind. Let's keep moving.
I take that as well. And, you know, originally I thought about asking you two to be goddesses fathers to my egg. But then I thought, if the three of us ever, you know, if I die, it's going to be next to you two.
When right? you die.
Well, sorry, when I die, it's probably going to be the three of us together collectively. So it didn't make sense to do that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for, I mean, to me it's more important to help raise... the egg. So thank you all so much. Thank you.
And now the final course. Here I shall use my great magic to make the rest of the food appear. Potatoes, chickens that have been roasted, beautifully roasted carrots, every type of food you could ever wish for. The biggest banquet in honor of the king. I mean Arnie.
I wonder what kind of food will appear after those strange magic words.
For the final course... Clark, why don't you come on over here? Lay down on the table.
Fish.
There's been a ruse. Clark is not the dumbest human I know, but he is a edible snack that Usador made ambulatory, I want to say.
Yes, ambulatory.
Yeah, so this is not an actual person. This is an edible walking, talking meal, and it's our final course. So dig into Clark. He's going to scream, but just know that he is not alive.
Oh, like a lobster.
I think you're eating lobster wrong.
no, thank you. I could need another bite.
Oh.
Momo's good. Momo's
good. No, trust me.
Good.
He's not alive. He doesn't. There's nothing inside there, right?
Okay. It's just, yeah, this is horrifying. Yeah.
I remember my mother.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
that's just
good.
Part of the spell. That's just part of the spell.
But we gave him memories. Well, we gave him memories to make him feel like he was alive. But
you know what, Usador? I hate to do this to you, but rush for that spell.
How dare you say that to me?
I'm sorry, but you just... That's terrible. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
You are just a real good man.
Jesus, now...
Start lower. Start lower. Momo, start lower.
Yeah, you always start too high.
Now you're crying. Clark is screaming. Come on, everybody. This is supposed to be a fancy dinner.
Happy 8 years, Arnie.
Oh, happy 8 years to you. And you know, it's... I've been here a long time, and... I have to imagine probably in the next year or five, I'll finally get back to Earth and
die.
What? I'm gonna,
what? No, get back to Earth, right.
I'll probably get back to Earth.
Die.
And
oh. No, get back to Earth, yes.
And I'll miss all of you, especially mm-hmm. Chunt.
Of course.
And, wait a minute. But not
when
too
I'm
much.
On Earth and you're all still here.
Wait, ooh.
Huh? I'm just going to have such fond memories of my time here with you all, as limited as it will ultimately have been.
But... Memories can travel, so if you want some companionship, I think,
Chunt, like, just ask.
I'm too proud.
No, please, that's what friendship's all about. Be vulnerable.
Arnie, if you ever find a route back to Earth, which hopefully Usador and I can help you with, it would be great if I could come with and we just leave Usador behind.
You think that's possible? I mean...
I don't think you're
sorry to leave me behind. I doubt it.
I think we were saying ask if it's okay to take leftovers.
Yeah, sorry. Can you ask him if it's okay
can
to
you
take
ask
leftovers?
If it's okay to take leftovers?
I want Clark, but for different reasons.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It'll go very slowly.
Hildy, Clark's all yours.
Yes.
She just loves him without bones. She's got a type.
Can't leave him alone.
She's got a type.
I don't want to go back into the balloon after this.
Oh, but Momo, we have to get you home.
Was that part of it?
Yeah, I told her, I said, you arrive in a balloon and you'll leave in a balloon. So I don't want to break my word.
Okay, that's fine.
When you said that, I assumed there was a basket underneath it the whole time. I never thought for a moment.
Huh. When people say they travel by balloon, I guess I just thought inside a balloon. But I think you said that makes way more sense. Can you make a little magic balloon with a little basket?
Momo, do you want to ride a little balloon with a little basket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll be
Hildy,
horrible.
Come with, please.
I need to because, again, all four of my ankles are broken from these beautiful stilettos.
There you go.
Cool.
Oh, this is
behind a curtain for that.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
No, but it's Usador. He's doing weird magic behind a curtain.
It's ignorable.
Arnie, I'm just a tiny drunk mouse with human strength. But you should ask Usador and Chunt to go to Earth with you whenever you get back one day. As an 8th anniversary gift.
Okay.
All right, go get him, Tiger.
Momo, as you float away, would you come with me to ask Usador and Chun if they would come to Earth with me?
Too far!
No, yeah.
Whee! Come on, Clock.
Wow, she's 6 inches from the table.
Usador, Chun.
Hmm?
I love you guys, and we're really good friends, and we spend a lot of time together. I don't know why it's so hard for me to ask this, because I want to say it's okay to say no, because I assume that you don't want to go to another world. But if I ever do go to Earth, if you're interested, would you come with me?
Line. I can't think of the word. I can't think. I'm so excited. I can't think of the word.
Build a guard.
Build-A-Bear.
Yes,
Arnie, 1,000 times. Yes. Nom.
Brilliant case solved by a brilliant mind.
Yeah?
Usador, come on.
Sure, I'll go to Earth. I mean, we were there briefly in the 1980s. I would be interested to see it now.
Oh, yeah. Now that I think about it, I think I've asked you guys to come with me before. 8 years, a lot of stuff happens.
We can't control the wind. We're floating back around.
I'm sorry. Its clock is so heavy. I think
Welcome
he's weighing
back.
Us down.
Yeah.
Oh.
You've been listening to 8 years of Hello from the Magic Tavern. I mean, this one episode wasn't 8 years long, but at times it sure felt like it. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chaunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Check out Adol's new game show podcast, another podcast? Check out his new game show podcast, Tell Me About It, co-hosted by Eric Silver and produced by Multitude. Episodes with guests Matt Young and Janet Varney are out now. King Tom Blaine Belleroth was played by Steve Waltine. Steve is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, a show with a whole army of writers. Does that allow Steve to coast? Probably not, but we can agree the question is worth asking. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by Aaron Keefe. Hildy Shiblin, the Ancient Turtle, was played by Olivia Nielsen. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Audible Sigh, the supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. I'm talking about people like Gene Cannenberg Jr., Brian May, Seth Ryder, Jimmy B., Greg Todd, Gwyn, closed parenthesis, oh, it's a smiley face, seems forced, Zach K., alias Jabberwock Brown, parentheses, this is my real name, thanks. Sounds good, Jabberwock, best of luck at the DMV, Sabrina Brandt, Andrew Minton, Mike Wang, Shinxi, Anna Barrett, and Will Banks. Is that the kid from Mary Poppins? Or did she kill him at the end? I can never remember. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire 8 years and counting back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, we've kept this thing going for 8 years. Is that not reason enough to pry a few coins from those sallow fingers? Visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. It's hard to believe I've been doing this for 8 years. You know, this. Making up fake actor names and providing 2 minutes of audio each week to, save the universe.
Not all heroes wear capes, Tim. Now, follow me to the rear entryway of Hank's fortress, where you will finally see the source of his power. Behold.
That thing right over there?
That is your target.
It looks like a bed of azaleas. But that's my primitive mind again, right, Director Ward? What is it really?
Actually, yeah, it's a bed of azaleas. And it must be destroyed.
Now, Arnie, I know this is a big fancy dinner party and that we had a lot of foolish food that may not be to your liking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I concentrated and I used a good portion of my magic to conjure for you some food from your world. Here, enjoy this hot pocket.
Oh, Usador. Molten, hot on the outside and... still a little bit frozen somehow in parts of it. It's exactly how I remember it.
And Arnie, based on your description, I have to assume I nailed this recipe for a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Say the catchphrase, buddy. Ogamika Chakibaki.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It was Lucky Charms.
Fuck.
But.
Fuck.
Lucky Charms. Oogalegamika Chiga.
Well, what are Fruity Pebbles if not Lucky Charms? Lucky little charms that you put in your mouth.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.